I got your wig, I got your wig, ho. Hey, hey, you're mad. Miss Wigiana, Miss Wig, Miss Wig, Miss Wigiana, Miss Wig.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Before we get into this video, everything I say is not motherfucking fact in this bitch, so don't take it as such.
Girls can't take my motherfucking mouth, bitch. My mouth is real, it is raw, it is raunchy, bitch. I'm gonna give the girls exactly what the fuck they asked for. The girls is going to know my wrath. Trust me.
Hey, we back in this bitch. Hey, we back in this bitch. Tell them, Jackson, okay?
I got your wig, ho. I got your wig, ho. Miss Wigiana.
And hello, I am Kieran Huger's wig, or the Wigiana. And if you are a returning user, shout out to you for returning back to my chaotic ass channel. Now, if you are a new user, hey bitch, okay, let's get into it. I will be going over the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and the Real Housewives of Potomac. But before we get into the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, we're going to start with the Real Housewives of Potomac first. And before we get into them, I just want to give like a precaution that we will be talking about serious type things in this bitch. As I know, I he and ha 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 a lot. But sexual assault, which what we are going to be talking about, is not a laughing matter. So I don't want to get that twisted. And I just wanted to give a, not a pre-warning, but just like, we're going to be talking about, a trigger warning. Yes, I'm giving you a trigger warning if you have, you know, any issues relating this topic. I don't want you to get triggered, so I just wanted to warn you in the beginning. So, without further ado, let's get into the Real Housewives of Potomac.
You excited?
Excited?
Yeah.
About therapy? No.
Mm-hmm.
You know we're going through a lot, right?
All the financial issues and the businesses and stuff, like this, I mean,
girl,
focus.
Yes.
To say the least.
Okay.
I've been perfect, of course.
Perfection is impossible to achieve, so I know that is false.
Of course, he thinks he's so perfect.
Ooh, I hear some animosity.
Okay, this is so random, and I know that we've seen a ton of reality show therapy set. Bitch, I just bit my fucking tongue. Oh my god. What I was trying to say before I bit my fat ass fucking tongue was, I don't know how, like, these ladies, okay, I know that we've seen therapy sessions on reality television shows, as I was trying to say before, but I just don't know how open you can be with a therapist, because sometimes I feel like when they have these therapy sessions on TV, it's kind of performative, and they only are going for the performance of the television show, and not in real life do they actually go when the cameras are off. I don't know if this is true or not, but it just gives me the vibes.
So I guess we'll start with check-ins, with the D word being thrown out.
Before this whole crisis, mm-hmm. I had actually retained a lawyer to file for divorce.
Where are you both now?
What's the D word? Divorce?
Divorce.
Oh. You know, as far as the D word, that was never my consideration, so you gotta ask her.
Well, I agree and disagree, because I've been asking, what did I do wrong? And the only thing that's been said is I wasn't listening.
We did get to a point where I was ready to divorce you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but I was ready
I didn't know that, but okay.
You didn't know that at the time, but you know that now.
I didn't know it at the time until I saw the receipts from the lawyer that you were talking to.
I think I said this in our session last time I was here with you. Mm-hmm. You know, I am committed to Gordon through thick and thin.
Oh, wait a minute, Pennywise. Wait a minute. Okay. Hold on. I always feel like I have to preference my shade, because I know y'all are going to be in the comments talking about stop attacking black women. Look, if she look like Pennywise, she look like Pennywise. Y'all be talking about Miss Tina look like Miss... Hold on, what's that bitch on the bike like I be saying? What's his name? Jigsaw. Y'all be saying Miss Tina, Beyonce's mama, look like Mr. Jigsaw. So, if that's all right, then I can call Miss Mia Pennywise / Jigsaw, because she be having the cheeks like Miss Tina, too. I don't know if they be feeling them like I be saying or what. But anyway, she look good, and I like your cheeks and all. I'm just saying, you do remind me of Pennywise, but that's besides the point. Mia, girl, why are you lying like I was about to say? Because you know you left this man when his money started to get funny and he got locked out of the business. So you started scrambling.
Allegedly, because you're not going to fucking sue me. Because I know how you bitches like to cut the check and I'm not going to be cutting no checks. Okay, hell to the fucking no.
But I could have sworn your own ex-husband or your man's or whatever he is at this point. I don't know. But you're not with him, so y'all not together. But are you divorced? Okay, whatever. But I know Gordon said on TMZ Live that you were only with him for the money. Those were his words. So I'm just... It ain't no thick and thin in this bitch.
I know there's going to come a time when I probably won't be able to satisfy all your needs. I want you to know that I am okay with you finding what you need elsewhere. I only have two rules. One is... Don't give me a reason to look for it. Secondly, keep the kids out of it. As long as you'll do that, I'm fine. Now, what really aggravates me through all of this is that I've given her permission, but yet she still chooses to sneak around, chooses to lie, chooses to continually change her story about what's going on and why she's leaving me and this, that, and the other, and actually not even telling me why. What she's told me, well, she's told me that this guy's her soulmate. I said, well, babe, you can have the best of both worlds. I've said you can see someone, just don't make it public. Be careful and don't involve the kids. Well, she still sneaks through, still sneaking around and thinking I didn't know. I mean, I see the phone records. I pay the phone bills. My name's on the account. I see. And I see the calls at 2 o'clock in the morning and the times when I'm away from home and all those kinds of things. So I knew what was going on. But, you know, she made the choice, I guess, to choose him over me. I do agree that Mia married me for my money and the future that she thought I could provide. Yeah, I absolutely believe her leaving me now is tied to the fact that I don't have access to assets and my funds are limited at this point in time, that she now has access to funds. And this guy that she's seeing, she believes has access to funds. And I think she's leaving me for that reason. She's mentioned that they're going to be buying a house together and doing businesses together and other kinds of things together, which tells me that the interest is based on monetary gain from the relationship. So I absolutely believe that she's leaving me because she sees an upgrade. My desire is to never, ever, ever be associated with her again beyond our co-parenting situation. If we end up getting back together, it would only truly be for some advantage it would give the kids. It wouldn't be for love on my part, because right now I can't trust her. I don't believe what she says. I don't believe that she loves me.
It's been lit for you right now. G tried to air out y'all business and stuff. How is that with y'all divorce?
I tried. He did.
He basically insinuated she was like a gold digger. How did that make you feel?
I wasn't offended by that at all. Yeah, you know.
She ain't gonna deal with no broke nigga.
Okay.
Period. I support that.
So where are you guys now with y'all relationship?
We are managing and we are co-parenting. And we are really trying to just maintain and be friends and really do what's best for our babies.
But the romantic is gone.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's some C right there.
And this is not me having sympathy for Gordon's old ass. Hold on, I'm not age shaming and I'm not trying to play him, but I'm just saying you knew what you got into. You knew what type of girl Mia was. You knew she was a sugar baby, a money girl.
Bling, bling, bling. Bitches is mad.
First class in the sky, real hot.
You wanna have fun? You wanna have fun? You wanna have fun? You better spend funds.
Nani so banani, fly me to Milan. First class pussy, shit so bomb. I need a big dick, long like King Kong. A big, big dong, da dong, da ding dong.
You wanna have fun? You wanna have fun? You wanna have fun? You better spend funds.
And now, your money has dried up. She's not interested, okay? You ain't got nothing to keep her to stay.
And so when I seek counsel for a divorce, it was because I wanted to outweigh all of my options because I felt like we were in a space where you were really difficult to like cohabitate with. There was a moment where you were very combative. You were combative with your kids, you were combative with our partners, you were combative with me, and I'm just like, I've lived my whole childhood, which I had no control over, was combative. I'm not living in a combative.
Ooh, Mija, you sure do be saying a lot of dumb shit, but you spoke a word today, okay? As a child of a traumatic upbringing in this bit, I'm not a child, hold on. I may act childish, but I'm not a child. I'm old as fuck. I'm 27. But my point is, I had a traumatic childhood and upbringing, so I can relate to Mija in that stance or instance or whatever the fuck the word is I'm looking for that I can't think of in this moment. So as an adult, there's very few things I can tolerate due to my past. So yeah, I very much feel Mija on that. And she's speaking to specifically, I guess, when Mija was getting her shit together to leave Gordon. I guess Gordon cleared the bank account so she couldn't. So that is a little bit manipulative in this bitch, but you guys are both doing it to each other, as I feel like Mija, like I said, was using Gordon. I mean, maybe she did love him as she did have children with him, but I feel like when she first got with him, the intentions were a bag, okay? Hold up! I forgot to set the scene up. Hold up! Look at that waist. I need a BBL immediately, because I'm giving Wendy Williams back here. But that's besides the point. Get into this outfit. Giving you all ho. All throwback ho. Anyways, let me get back into the point I was going to try to make. It's nice to see Miss Jacqueline in this bitch, because I was wondering where the fuck you have been. All these new girls were bringing in and we didn't bring back Miss Jacqueline. So it's nice to see you. But as I'm setting up the scene, I must tell you that we are at Miss Deviled Egg's house. Why the fuck do y'all keep trying to make her happen?
So, full transparency, right?
And another thing, okay? I don't mean to do too much on Miss Charisse, but I'm oh so serious when I say this. Every time y'all bring Charisse in front of my face, my stomach starts to turn. And almost like when I eat a deviled egg or a boiled egg or something of the sort, my stomach turns and I get that feeling when I see Miss Charisse. That's why I call her a deviled egg. But I'm not sure if the producers are bringing her back for her to create nonsense, but we don't need it. We have enough shit stirs. And beyond that, I feel like when she comes back to film, sometimes she comes for Karen. And it's not that I have a problem with her coming for Karen. I just feel like she doesn't have a genuine reason anymore to come for her, besides the whole Grande Dame title. And I've had enough of that. Like, girl, you can be the Grande Dame of deviled eggs, period. So this is me begging the producers, please keep Miss Deviled Egg bitch out of my face. I know we are at her house right now, so it's a little bit too late. But next year, next season, or whatever the fuck, no more Charisse. I'm begging you. I'm on my literal fucking knees right now. Please, no more.
I was going through a lot. Mentally, I just had enough.
Jacqueline, are you okay? Because y'all sit next to each other. Y'all didn't want to sit next to each other. Y'all refused to sit next to each other on the bus.
There's probably no point of return with this one because...
Really?
Got in an argument. It was very nasty on the plane.
Okay. Yes.
It was very embarrassing.
I witnessed.
I don't want her to be my peasant, and I don't want her to feel beneath me.
Okay.
I think that there was just a lot of things going on in my life personally during this time of filming.
Did you feel unsupported by her?
I definitely felt supported by Jacqueline.
And I have vouched for you for the past how long with these women? No cancer versus cancer.
Ooh.
I stood the up and told these bitches to sit down.
I just became overwhelmed because of all of the support that you needed.
Okay, so let me clear this up. So let's go and talk about my sister.
You want me to take these videos down, bitch? Is that what you said today? That's what you said? Well, then I want you to publicly apologize to Jacqueline, to Jackie. That's what you need to do. Get your lips a-moving. You need to get your lips a-moving. Out, Reese, out.
My sister was my nanny initially. I knew that you didn't have that type of support from your family. So that's when I said, okay, let me get my sister to possibly nanny for you. So when you saying that you're giving me all this support, I literally gave you my sister.
You need to publicly apologize to Jackie. The scale is unbalanced. What you did to my sister... We're not even talking about how you defame my character, bitch. Okay? I'm cool with that. I just had a gig this week. That ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing with that. Because Tita's always going to get work, bitch. That has never... Let me get some visuals. That has never been a problem or an issue. Never been an issue. Because one thing's for two and two things for certain. One thing's for sure and two things for certain. It's always, people are always going to need daycare. Somebody always going to need a babysitter. Somebody always going to need their house clean. Somebody always going to need a nanny. Huh? That, I don't even worry about that. Huh? Huh? See, right now I'm just chilling. I ain't really even, because of that situation that happened, I'm just chilling.
We wish that this didn't have to be played out on television, because we do argue and we do fight, and we probably said worse things to each other.
So I didn't have anything in me to give to anybody.
So if you're trying to, why am I holding my back like Aretha? Like somebody about to snatch it. But if you're wondering what's going on in this scene, I guess Mia is saying that she was going through something in her life that was making her act sour towards Jacqueline, which is no fucking excuse, which I know she's trying to apologize for now.
At least have enough respect to say, Jacqueline, this is, I'm going through, I'm sorry.
Okay, one more thing, because I noticed Mia said that she didn't have anything to give to Miss Jacqueline, which I understand. We have our capacity of what we can tolerate and, like I just said, give to certain people regarding our energy. But I feel like, girl, wasn't this your good girlfriend, your best friend, somebody you had menage a trois with, somebody who was watching your kids, or you were watching her kids, something of the sort. Y'all were good friends, so I don't know why you couldn't share whatever you were going on or had going on in your life with Miss Jacqueline, your good girlfriend. She can eat your nani, but you can't tell her what's going on. I know there's probably no correlation to that, but I'm just confused on how y'all can fuck on each other and get naked and have threesomes. And I'm not saying there's, again, any correlation, but I'm just confused on, you can open your legs and be open with her, but you can't open up your heart and share what's going on. Okay.
You didn't do that. And then you continue to do things behind my back, Jacqueline, where it was just evil.
But you gotta understand,
it was very evil.
I didn't initiate. I was responding.
Not okay with is her thinking that she can take jabs at me and I can't reciprocate. That's where I draw the line.
I love crabs. These ones are just a little different than what I normally eat, because
what are you like crawfish? Crawfish?
They're like the long ones and like the, thick, the long and thick ones.
Loser! Get that out my face. I know I said I was gonna give her a chance, but girl, why the fuck do you have this sachet or sash, whatever the fuck it's called, on in this crown on? Hold on with your dumb ass. I want to match your dumb ass. I don't mean to call her out of her name, but I'm just like, why are you wearing... Girl, did you think Karen was coming here and you showed up in this grand dame sachet and crown thinking you were going to gag somebody? You look a fucking fool. You can also be the grand dame of deviled eggs too, because you're making my stomach hurt. You and Charisse are the grand dame of deviled fucking eggs. Period. Go. Let me go ahead and fix my sour ass mouth. I know Miss Necka Dame, as she wants to be called, grand dame in this bitch. I know that she is not a dumbass and she's a lawyer, so she's very educated in this bitch. So yes, shout out to you, and you are very beautiful in this hoe. But the instance of you being on this reality show wearing this crown in this sash, I know it's not sachet, I googled, yes, so you don't have to eat me up. But you coming into this event with this on, like, what are we doing here? Maybe it was explained, but I missed it, but it's giving corny.
Could you imagine a 65-year-old man who's married to a young tenderoni like me?
And yeah, Gordon is like 72.
No, he's...
Why are you saying 65?
I don't know.
Hold on. Is the young tenderoni in the room with us right now? Because I don't see her. I'm not trying to play you, but you know young tenderoni. And then how you don't know your own husband's age, but the person participating in the menage a trois eating your nani knows your husband's age. Maybe they need to... Okay. I'm just...
I don't know. He's old. So anyways, fast forward, Jacqueline. So I have been going to therapy.
And I'm just like, I don't know. I've lived my whole childhood, which I had no control over, was combative. I'm not living a combative life.
And, you know, you have been a main concern in some of my therapy sessions. And, you know, it's unfortunate, Jacqueline, but I still have work to do when it comes to you.
I think I know what it is.
You do?
I do.
I think it's the situation that happened when we were kids.
I stopped. I just needed a second. I'm sorry, baby.
I didn't know that something happened to you.
Yeah, it's something that I battle with a lot.
I almost think of
really?
Yeah.
This whole what we're doing is triggering, and it's my coping mechanism to get the out when she's uncomfortable. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And unfortunately, that day I couldn't get out. Oh. You know, and yeah. It's just like, Mio, why didn't you just leave? Why didn't you just quit? Like, just why did you put yourself in that situation? Like, why? And you know what's up is that I know this is why I take shit out of Jacqueline, because she left me there.
Trigger warning alert. Trigger warning alert. Yes, okay. I'm not trying to be funny, but actually, we're about to talk about something serious. So if you are sensitive around the topic of sexual assault, please fast forward now, or not fast forward or log out. I just want to give you this warning that, again, we're going to be talking about something serious. So I'm not sure if Mia necessarily is saying that she got sexually assaulted when she was younger, but that's what I'm assuming she's saying by her story. I don't want to assume I'm wrong, but if she did, I'm not saying if, like I don't believe her, but I'm just trying to make sense of her story. But what I'm trying to say is I applaud her for sharing whatever happened on national television, as I know that's hard to tell anybody, period, when you get sexually assaulted, as I've been through it too, so I get it. So it's, like I said, hard to tell one person, period. So to tell the world, that can really help somebody else heal and see that they are not going through things alone and yada, yada, yada. I don't mean to be corny and stuff like that, but I'm just trying to say that again, Mia, I really do applaud you for sharing your story. And while I'm on this topic, I was kind of having this discussion with somebody close to me about sexual assault, and it kind of made me look at them kind of funny, as they were trying to blame the victim. And I never blame the victim. I don't care if, like, yes, we should know better sometimes, but also people should control themselves. The person that I was talking to was saying, like, well, if you're getting a call from a man at such and such time of the night, you should know what it is. Yes, you should know what it is, but also people should be able to control themselves. Like, what the fuck? I shouldn't just be walking down the street and get sexually assaulted, which has happened to me before. Just because I come over at a certain late night hour doesn't mean that gives you the right to sexually assault. What the fuck? So no, I'm not victim shaming in this bitch. And I just wanted to share. I don't know why the older generation tends to do that. Maybe not everybody, but maybe people in my life that I know are older tend to victim shame in this bitch. And I'm not here for that.
You've hurt me. I've given you a lot of passes because of that, because I hold a lot of guilt about it.
And I wonder, like, am I always, like, doing these things to you? Because there's something inside of me that's just really angry. And I think what I'm really angry about is that we all decided to keep it a secret.
Okay, so this is not me poking holes in Mia's story, or not even a story, but what happened to her, as, again, I believe her. And, again, I applaud her for sharing her story and what happened to her, because, like I said, sharing with one person is hard enough, but sharing with the world is, I can only imagine. So, again, I applaud you. I'm just confused on the part with Jacqueline. Like, was she there and knew about it and didn't say anything? Was this somebody related to Jacqueline? And then you guys are saying you kept it a secret. Like, I'm just confused on why you're upset with Jacqueline, especially when you guys have had menage a trois and so on since then and have been friends since that incident. And I know sexual assault has no, like, timestamp on you to get over it. Like, you could be 60 and still be dealing with something that happened many years ago. I get that. But I'm just confused on the anger towards Jacqueline. Like, I don't... Can somebody explain it to me?
Because we were afraid to get in trouble.
I didn't keep it a secret.
I didn't know what happened until they told me it happened.
Okay, not even explain the situation. I just mean, like... Okay, I understand why Mia would be upset with Jacqueline if Jacqueline knew about the situation and didn't say anything, or if this person was close to Jacqueline, I don't know, and she didn't cut the person off, or they didn't go tell anybody to get help. I guess I would feel some type of resentment, but I'm just trying to figure out which of those instances it is, because I feel like I'm trying to read between lines that I don't understand. So if somebody in the comments can, again, explain it to me, that would be very much nice, because I'm confused.
I would never keep that a secret on my father's grave.
That's helpful.
I feel like the emotional aspect and how you blow up is something that you need to work on.
Okay, hang it out.
I don't know if I'm ready yet.
Oh, coochie coochie coo, y'all done made up. I'm here for it on a real note, as y'all did seem like genuine friends, so to see y'all fall out was just really shocking, and the way y'all did was just, oh, so much. Menage a trois turned sour. The sister was getting involved, too. Not in the menage a trois, but just in watching somebody's kids. She was the nanny. Then the nanny situation went sour. Then the eating upon Mia's nodding went sour with Jacqueline. So it's a lot going on, but I'm happy y'all found y'all's way back to each other.
When everybody came in, Candace and Robin, y'all kind of didn't say anything to each other.
Oh, I'm on my knees again in prayer. In meditation, whatever you believe in, because didn't I ask for Charisse to get out of my fucking face? And also, can we stop trying to make Miss fucking, what's her name? Candace and I'm praying right now. I need to stop cussing. Okay, sorry, Lord. Can we please stop trying to make the fucking, I did it again. Can we stop making the stud and Candace trying to be friends? Like, what are we trying to force this friendship for? They don't want to be friends. They're not friends, okay? It's over. Robin don't see it for Miss Candiana. Candiana is still trying with Robiana, but Robiana does not see it for Candiana, clearly. So let's stop. Miss Deviled Egg, you are wasting breath. Y'all could be eating nice crab. You are spewing your sour-ass breath all over that crab, trying to make Stud and Candace be friends. Hush.
Hoping that when you went, there was a break.
You shared our private text messages.
So he was a mutual supporter of Candace and I, and he was really hurt to see our friendship go to pits. So he'd been in communication with Chris Bassett.
Just shut up, Stud. I'm going to end this here. Well, not the recap, but I just mean Robiana talking, as I'm going to explain my fucking self. So basically, like Robiana was starting to say, is both of these bitches were talking to bloggers, so I don't know why they are so upset. Y'all both were talking to bloggers. Y'all both fell out with each other. Y'all both talk shit about each other in interviews. Candiana is mad that Robiana shared texts that were between them. Why the fuck are you shocked by any sour behavior of Miss Robiana? She shows you who she's best friends with, who creates all types of mess, even the mess with your husband last season, which is why you're upset with Miss Robiana. So why the fuck do you expect any more? Okay, girl. Again, I'm not trying to victim shame, but I'm just saying. As you know, I just went off about victim shaming in this bitch. But girl, you should get it together.
It was just to explain why Candace claims she went to Twitter instead of just talking to me.
And hold on, because y'all know I'm not no goddamn team Robiana in this bitch ever, okay? But I'm just saying, like, y'all, Candace, this is not a... I guess, yes, you should be mad at her for sharing private texts, but it's really not that deep one. Y'all are not friends. You should not really expect any less from fucking Robiana, as I just said. I don't know what to tell you besides that. Give this up. And I see that, like I said earlier, Candace really is trying to be friends with Miss Robiana. And as I said earlier, too, Robiana does not see it for Candace. So can we stop? Y'all tried 3 times this season to try to bring them together. It's clear. One of the two does not want to make that happen. So, let's move on.
So why else, Robin, would you share our private messages?
To explain why we're no longer
with
friends.
Explain why
we are no longer friends.
And then also, you know, this is a show, it's an ensemble cast, right, about a group of dynamic women living our lives.
Yeah.
We are... Essentially, it's our job to comment on each other's lives.
Of course, yeah.
It is what we all do. Yes, we all talk about each other.
Exactly, Candiana. Y'all all be doing the same things to each other. Y'all all be doing the same things to each other. Okay? Y'all be hypocrites low-key in this bitch, because like I just said in my little song, y'all all do the same things to each other. Y'all all be talking about each other in interviews. Y'all all be eating each other up on Twitter. Y'all all be sitting on spaces, on private accounts, eating each other up on Twitter, starting mess with fans. Shout out to you, Caroline, Real Housewives of Dubai.
Wait, they call us they call us your mouthpiece.
Huh?
Yeah, they call us your mouthpiece.
My mouth is
Hey, Anna, as if my mouth ain't big enough. I need a mouthpiece. As if this mouth ain't big enough that be yapping and trapping. I said that me and you were the ones who had the disagreement. But I don't know who sent the video to Robin. Robin never said. Robin doesn't know either. We don't know who it was.
Period. You know I got receipts for my tea. And this bitch. Okay, so if you're wondering what's going on and what correlation that screenshot and audio has to do with Miss Candy Anna and Robbie Anna, well, I think it has a lot to do just to prove my point that these housewives are all really messy as fuck. So I'm about to tell you a story that I maybe have told before, but you just saw receipts. So now I just have to add context to it in this bitch. So basically, I would take part in spaces on Twitter with these people that I became online friends with. Now, notice I said online friends, not real life, okay? And Caroline would often host these spaces. Now, she apparently got caught up talking about Robbie Anna in one of these spaces, and it somehow got sent to Miss Robbie Anna. Now, okay, let me finish the story. Then this housewife was confronted at BravoCon by Miss Robbie Anna, right? So a few months later, I guess, while we have these friend spaces, as I just said, because we do it often, the housewife comes into the space and says she knows who recorded her and somebody went to Robbie Anna and just spilled all the beans. Now, mind you, was somebody wrong for recording Caroline? Hell yeah. And being messy? Hell yeah. But you're a public figure, so you should kind of know better. So if you don't mean to say something, you probably shouldn't say it. So it's just like she got caught up starting mess with fans. She said she didn't know who showed Robbie Anna the screenshots or recorded her.
I said that me and you were the ones who had the disagreement. But I don't know who sent the video to Robin. Robin never said. Robin doesn't know either. We don't know who it was.
And she tried to make it seem like it was somebody in the group to make everybody start turning on each other. Then all of a sudden, when I asked her, girl, this is getting messy. Like, I thought you said that Robin showed you who recorded her or showed you who sent it to her. But now you're saying you don't know who it is. So everybody in this group message or group chat or spaces can turn on each other and try to guess who is the leak and who is the mole.
I said that me and you were the ones who had the disagreement. But I don't know who sent the video to Robin.
I'm not sure if you guys are following, but all of that was just unnecessary and messy and based upon things she said on spaces. So, back to my point of Candy Anna and Robbie Anna. This is not the sisterhood of the traveling coochies, as I always say in this bitch. Y'all all do the same things as I just said 20 times in this hoe to each other and then get mad at each other for doing the same things y'all do to each other. It makes no sense to me.
I see you. You are not better than anyone.
Because
not.
I privately have conversation.
That's all I'm saying.
Real,
I teach you
real,
that's
real.
All
right.
Right.
Okay,
I'm
not
You share topics with a
podcast. Oh Lord, I come to you on my hands and knees again, so I wonder why the fuck sure. Sorry, Lord. I come to you on my hands and knees starting over to wonder why. Start my prayer over, that is. To wonder why Miss Charisse is still in my fucking face. And then you're telling these bitches to stop when you got them started up. They weren't talking to each other. And then you got upset because they weren't talking to each other. So you want them to talk to each other. And now they are talking to each other. Now you want them to stop and you're banging on the table screaming. You see, that's why I put that sound effect over you. Because I'm sick of you.
I think she's drunk.
I thought we were having a good time.
I'm just saying. I think she's drunk.
No, bitch, she ain't drunk. What it is she's wanting... Why am I doing all that? She wants a motherfucking moment is what the fuck is happening. Excuse my sour ass mouth, but I hate when bitches play dumb purposely because you... Hold on. Charisse wouldn't be in my face if it weren't for you and Miss Robbiana trying to put her in my face along with the producers. I want Charisse out my fucking face. This is me mushing. whoever is putting her in my face. So, yeah, she's not giving drunk to me. She's just giving, I want a moment, so let me just bang on this table for a moment. You are not Carly Red, and nobody's going to be K. Michelle with your ass. You can shake the table all you want, bitch. Nobody gives a fuck, and this is not going to make you iconic. Now you guys know how I feel about deviled eggs.
We don't have to force anything.
I think that for Robin and I, it's a matter of needing to hear each other and wanting to fix it.
Right.
You know, I'm not sure at this point if Robin even wants to fix it. And if that's mm-hmm. the case, then that's her decision. It's unfortunate, though, that, you know, given everything that has been done to Robin by others in this group, that she would choose this hill to die on mm-hmm. is unfortunate.
Do you think that she's taking out all of the frustrations that she's feeling from the other women out on you?
Maybe. Yeah. For some reason, mm-hmm. I don't understand why that would be, but for some reason, yes. It is starting to feel that way. Mm-hmm. Because as I said, the line is always moving.
Right. Yes. It's
you're so angry with me for tweeting my feelings about mm-hmm. your clown behavior, if you ask me.
Sure.
And everyone else has also had opinions. Mm-hmm. Your best friend has shaded you in confessionals and had things to say about your husband that are unsavory mm-hmm. and mean-spirited. But me speaking on your clown behavior is somehow unforgivable.
Sure.
It feels like a concerted effort to try and push me somewhere into a mm-hmm. corner.
Or like a double standard as well.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. as well. So it's weird.
It's weird.
Very strange
right.
to me.
Yeah. Is that the relationship that upsets you the most that's dissolved? Because I think at one point you said that you felt like she was a sister to you at one point. Yeah.
Definitely. That's mm-hmm. I that was not on my bingo card.
No.
At all. No. So it's like the Twilight Zone a little bit mm-hmm. because Robin is always in my mind been the most level-headed and the most sane of the group, and that's kind of why I gravitated toward her. But she's painting this narrative that exists in her head, and mm-hmm. I can apologize where I have hurt her, but I can't accept that what I've done is unforgivable mm-hmm. when we as an audience have watched truly unforgivable things happen and you have gotten over them.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Candace, but fuck all that, okay? Like I said, y'all are not really friends like that, but let me just get to my point as I've been saying this whole motherfucking episode. I'm sorry, I've been cussing so much, but please, enough with Charisse. I know y'all think I'm playing, but I'm being dead serious when I say she upsets my stomach, so I don't know why y'all keep trying to force her upon me. I know it's not me, and I'm not the victim, and I'm not the only person having to see Miss Charisse, but it seems to me she's the only one upsetting my stomach. So please, I'm begging. I don't want to have to get on my hands and knees anymore. Unless for a check. I'm playing. I'm playing. I ain't Mia. But now we're going to talk about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion Part 3 in this bitch. Let's get into it.
You send me a message, and it was... Let's not mention anything here.
I'm nervous about today. You know, there's stuff with Kyle and I. You obviously saw in the press the things where she said, you know, I exaggerated our friendship.
We've only gone on one trip together as a couple that I can recall. Mo and PK drained me. It's not like, you know, my friends, like, you know, we'll go to the gym, we work out together, we hike together. She doesn't do that kind of stuff, so it was just...
Sends me a text. Yesterday, basically trying to silence me.
Get her, get her, get her. Get her, get her, get her, get her. Get her, get her, get her, get her. Get her, get her.
You're such a sweetheart.
And let's stick together. And the things, I mean, it's out there now, so, you know, you can see it. It just felt like an even bigger slap in the face. And I just thought to myself, I'm not a doormat. Yes, I have a kind heart, but I really care about you. And I really believe that we're friends. This is not the way you treat a friend. There was obviously no way I was going to go into the reunion and not address the issues that we're having in our friendship and what the hell was going on. Well, the upsetting thing is, listen, I discussed it with Erica in the trailer before the reunion, and someone leaked the text message. It was not me. I can tell you that right here, right now.
Who was it? What does it rhyme with?
I have absolutely no idea, but I shouldn't say I have no idea. I don't know who did, but I have an idea. Listen, it's going to be the powers that be, because they're the ones that had the text message.
By the way, tonight is the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion part 3. And I just want you to know, I heard the Smith sisters saying that they had seen Mauricio's Netflix promo where he is talking about the agency and how it started and his feud with Rick Hilton. And I would like to say that we address this tonight. We get Kathy and Kyle's side of the story tonight on the Beverly Hills reunion. There are a lot of people who are saying, I'm seeing online a lot of people saying that I or Bravo should be pissed about Mauricio revealing stuff on Netflix.
I can't believe I'm sitting here, first of all.
I am just so happy that you are. You know, I remember when you joined Hilton and Highland and we were still there.
I was a young boy.
Then I left. I don't know if you know that story.
Was your goal to be brought in as a partner there, and that just didn't work out?
That's exactly what happened. So, you know, I think I got kind of fucked by Hilton and Highland. And when I say fucked, you know, like today I'm happy. But there was 100 agents at Hilton and Highland. They did $1 billion for the first time a year. I was 19.6% of their production. And I went to Rick and I said, I really liked Equity, right? And to be a partner, he went back, he talked to Jeff, he got back to me. And basically I was told no. Then I went home, I talked to Kyle. I go, this is really gonna cause a lot of stress between you and your sister and your family. And I don't wanna do this move of leaving and starting a company if you're not comfortable. She was 100% supportive. And then I remember they said to me, how did you not give us any warning or any issue? And I was like, warning?
But I would say a lot of what he's revealing is his story to tell. And yeah, a lot, and what Kyle is revealing on Beverly Hills is her side of the story.
That's right.
So people think, oh, Bravo should be furious. Why is he saying this on his show? Well, it's his show on Netflix.
He doesn't have a diamond. Kyle has a diamond.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that in the case of this Hilton and Highland stuff, I can't speak for Kyle on any level, but my gut is that there was probably so far she wanted to go on her show because she didn't want to further complicate an already complicated relationship with her sisters. So, so there you go. But I did take the opportunity tonight, as we were discussing what happened with Mauricio and Kyle's marriage, to also find out from Kathy and Kyle, from their perspective, what happened with the split between Mauricio and Rick Hilton. So you don't have to wait for the Netflix show to get their answer. You can see that tonight.
Who do you think is most afraid of her in this group?
Excuse my sour ass mouth, but you asking the wrong questions. Or maybe he's not asking the wrong questions because he already knows the answer to them. But I have a question. Why the fuck is Kathy here? What is her purpose? I mean, okay, hold on. My brain is working now. She's probably here to support her divorcing sister or her, not divorcing sister, her sister who is going through a divorce. So I guess that's why she's here. But I don't, like, you couldn't tell. Okay, Bravo just love wasting checks. Waste one on me. Kathy's not giving y'all nothing to waste a check on, at least to me.
She's Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And you don't want to run crossways with this one.
Right.
Hold on, because I was about to ask myself, why the fuck are y'all so afraid of Kathy? What the fuck she got going on? Is she a mob boss? But then I realized she is kind of the grand dame of Beverly Hills, so maybe I don't know what that entails, but I see she got bitches shaking now just by looking at them. What's going on in this hoe? Kathy, you a witch or hocus pocus? Because you shot that look towards Miss Sutton and she got to Harlem shaking like a motherfucker. Okay, let me excuse my sour ass mouth as I tried to do in my last interruption in this bitch. Because y'all go and say, oh, this bitch ghetto, this bitch ghetto. Ain't no motherfucking ghetto in this bitch. I've never been raised in the motherfucking ghetto. Let's get that clear, bitch. I've been... Hold on. I can't even talk right now because y'all got me twisted. I've been raised in the suburbs, gone to one of the best schools in this bitch. So ain't no ghetto in this hoe. Ghetto is your mama. Okay, now let's get back into Witchcraft Kathy.
I love the holidays so much, and yeah, I felt like I didn't get to enjoy it enough.
Is your tree still up? Or you still have your stuff up?
I just took it down.
Oh, wow.
What's going on here? And you can clearly see Kathy does not give a fuck about Miss Sutton over there in the corner. Harlem's shaking in this bitch because they're literally talking about Christmas trees. And it's all twisted up and shit. Yeah, so as Kathy and Erica are talking about Christmas trees, you see Sutton and the rest of the girls are trying to, well, the rest of the girls are trying to support Sutton Harlem shaking right now. And I'm not making fun of Sutton Harlem shaking. I'm just saying, like, what's... All of a sudden, Kathy look at you. I'm not sure if it was editing or what, but she look at you and then you start. Whoa. I don't want that bitch to ever look at me. She got Medusa-like power. She just making bitches shake by looking at them. That's crazy. Oh, my God.
What we can do is we can sit you down for now.
Uh-huh.
But I really think that you need to go get checked out somewhere.
Okay.
Do you want me to come? Okay, I want to come.
Can I get something to eat?
Sutton Strack, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills 3-part reunion is wrapping up quite dramatically this week. What can you tease about what happened? Because I know you've cleared some stuff up on social media.
Yes, because I did have a medical issue that was serious. And I will say this. Let me just start with, like, Andy Cohen was so, like, dear to me. He called medic right away, and I ended up going to the emergency room with truly one of my best friends, Garcelle. She stayed with me at the emergency room the entire time, which I cannot thank her enough. It ended up that I was suffering from exhaustion, which sounds stupid, but it's a real thing.
Yes.
And dehydration. I was working a lot between New York and LA, back and forth, working on my new company, Sutton Brands, and then also had a severe case of bronchitis. And so I was really down for about 10 days. I had to, like, I had to shut my life down, which is very difficult for me. And it took about 6 weeks for me to feel 100% again. You know, I think as a working mother, we want to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I want to stay on my job and I want to be there for my son. And I just burned the candle at both ends and I seemingly failed.
Well, no, it's one of those moments where your body forces you
to shut down.
Recalibrate, which I feel is probably needed, especially because you had a very dramatic season and year and everything on top of it besides the family stuff. You had a lot of people coming at you hot, which isn't good for...
Oh, I'm used to it.
That's true. You're used to it.
Okay, hold on. I'm about to be a flip-flop asshole. I was saying earlier, why the fuck is Kathy here? And why is Bravo wasting checks on her? Okay. But now I'm kind of living for her if she got bitches shaking by looking at them. And also she did say the two people who had the most to say left. Now, as you see, Garcelle and Sutton left. And I'm not sure if... Well, we are sure of this because Kathy said to Kyle that she was about to get Sutton. So she thinks Sutton knew that and Sutton started Harlem shaking so she could get out of it. Ooh, Kathy. You got bitches shaking in fear. No, I'm playing. But is that really tea? Is that why you left Sutton? It was all of a sudden. I guess you were like, I'm ready to wrap this up. Kathy's here. I don't really need to hear about Kathy's divorce. Or not Kathy. Hold on. Kyle's divorce anymore, which we're about to get into. So she said, my time is up. I mean, Harlem won't shake out. Okay. If she really did have a serious... Well, it's clear she had some type of episode going on because they said her blood pressure was raised and I don't know what else they said, but Sutton is out of here. So now let's get into more Miss Kathy, I'm not, and Kyle.
Two of you come back together, Kathy and Kyle.
Hold on. Before y'all say something in the comments about what's going on in my crotch, get up out of it. First of all, I'm playing. I do have my legs open. It's just comfortable for me to sit like this. But I don't have no fupa. This ain't no fupa. For some reason, these shorts. Well, I do got a bit. But I ain't got no fupa, so I don't know why my shorts is looking like this. I just had to feel the need to explain that so y'all don't be like, what the fuck is going on in your pants? Yeah. Now let's get back into this.
What happened? Because we saw
that. Oh, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with a fupa. I'm just making it known that I don't have no fupa. Let's just make that known, because I don't want y'all to be like, damn, this bitch little, but he got a fupa. What the fuck's happening? Ain't no fupa. But we live for the fupas. I just don't have no fupa. Okay.
Two of you come back together, Kathy and Kyle. I mean, what happened? Because we saw this season, you were estranged. When you heard Lisa order Kendall Jenner tequila, did that piss you off?
Not at her. I was angry that Kyle, because I put it in my head, and you know what? I shouldn't put things in my head thinking and then get disappointed.
So there was a shower.
Kim's daughter.
Right.
Okay.
So there was a shower.
Okay.
And then it just sort of like broke the ice.
And it was beautiful. And then the next day, so silly.
Oh, the sissy bops been made up until they fall out again, okay? No, but on a real note, I'm happy that they have come to some type of reconciliation in this bitch. So that's nice, but I'm kind of bored. So we're going to move on to now the Mauricio and Kyle and what's that girl's name? Morgan situation of it all, okay?
You are separated but still living under one roof.
I wanted to do everything possible to just save it. So, you know, your mom came and she talked to me and she said, I think I need space. She said to me, listen, the rules are that, you know, you go out, you date, you do whatever it is that you want to do. Like, I'm not going to be asking you what you're doing. I don't want you to be asking me what I'm doing. Like, we are separated.
I mean, I tried. I really did try. And so then when I couldn't, the kind of the things that I had been, I want to say, putting up with, but you know.
It was the perfect illusion. Nah, I'm sick of the illusions and shit in this bitch. What happened? I know you don't need to tell us everything. Okay, hold on. You are on a reality show, so you signed up to tell us and spill your life and share and everything. So tell me what's going on. I can't be reading between the lines. Did he cheat? Well, it's obvious he cheated. But it sounds like he did something crazy because I'm hearing rumors that he's bisexual too. What y'all got going on in that house? I'm here for it, okay?
This became more apparent to me, I guess. And I just couldn't, I guess I couldn't do that anymore. And I finally just had a breaking point, but I really thought it would come back, you know? I thought, okay, well, this is just a temporary.
Hold on, yeah, I have a theory and it's probably unhinged, so don't take it serious. Seriously, whatever. I said I had all this education earlier, now I can't talk. That's probably why y'all think I'm ghetto in this bitch. Don't let the sour tongue confuse y'all. Okay, no. But I have a theory, like I was saying. What if Mauricio is bi and she didn't like him messing around with men? She could take the women. But the men, she said, oh no, this is where I draw the line, ho. Okay, I'm playing.
Thing, yeah.
And?
It did it.
What is appropriate for husbands when it comes to communicating with other women on social media?
You're not supposed to
murder. I think Instagram is literally the worst thing for relationships. I hate it. I think it's terrible.
I've had like a fight with Mo over that. I hate that.
I wish I was the kind of person that could just laugh that type of thing off and be like, oh, look at you. But I don't. And not only is it, does it feel disrespectful, but it also is like, we're in the public eye and people can see who you follow and comment.
You know, you're really disrespecting your spouse in a public forum. And that's like, even worse. That's even worse.
Mo certainly knows that his wife would not tolerate him engaging with younger, attractive women on social media. There might be another couple that the wife would not mind at all.
If Marcellus wanted to look at beautiful women on Instagram, we don't have rules per se, but I also don't have trust issues. My husband is the one who, when we first started dating, we would go places and he would be like, oh, honey, I slept with her before. So it's like, if you like somebody's picture, and I know it's so-and-so that you used to date in 2003, Why would I be upset about that? I already know that you used to date her. Me and Marcel's are different, though. We have the horrible conversations. We have the worst conversations. Like, we talk about the worst stuff. Like, people always want it, like, rainbows and butterflies and, like, husband, tell me, like 8.5. Marcel's calls me 8.5, and you're like, how does that make you feel? I'm like, great, it's a badge of honor. Like, it's so funny because I asked so many of my girlfriends that. I'm like, what would you do if your husband said you were 8.5? Oh my God, I'd be so upset and I'd divorce him. I'm like, why? Like, I'm not that woman. Like, I don't need, like, don't lie to me. Like, keep it real. That's why I trust my husband, because he always is real with me. He's not going to call me a 10 because I'm not a 10. Like, right? So why would I ever think he's lying? Because he tells me all the bad stuff, right?
I'm not talking about, like, if Mo's liking your photos on Instagram or says something, that's totally different. Yeah. I'm talking about something that doesn't
make
really
much
unnecessary.
Sense. Right.
And makes me want to grow a horn and a tail and kill people.
It happens. It happens. That's why I was so glad I was married to someone much older. Didn't even know what social media was. Didn't help much, but, you know, there wasn't that.
Lucky.
Yeah, well, I got over in a lot of other ways.
But also, you don't have to follow every single person and like all their photos. But, yeah, no, I don't like that at all.
I've come to realize that, you know, there's a big chance that we're not going to end up together.
What is the issue that the two of you can't let go of?
There were things that happened that made me lose my trust. I wasn't able to recover from.
How did you feel seeing photos of he and Emma holding it?
Not feel good.
How did you take it, Tori?
I didn't like it. When I saw it, it felt like me seeing PK holding another woman's hand.
Mo?
Yeah.
Is that sausage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's sausage. It's just chicken sausage if you ask for it.
I didn't ask for chicken sausage.
I'm all right, you?
You made it home. I spoke to you last night.
Dorit's dress is beautiful. Erica's dress is short.
Who wins?
My wife.
If we had to take the wives out of the who wins, who wins?
Your wife.
No, both wives are out.
Oh, so I have to pick anybody but your
anybody.
Wife and my wife?
Okay, let me clarify some things. As I know, I just played that clip of Dorit and Mauricio giving you sexual tension vibes in this hoe. I don't know that they cheated, and I'm not trying to allude to them cheating. It just tickles me, like, that all these moments were caught on camera, and it does give suspect vibes. More so, it gives me the vibes that y'all had, like, a foursome. You, PK, Kyle, and Dorit, yeah. Or maybe, like, PK was just watching. What do you call that? Like, a cuck or something like that? Is that what y'all call it? I don't know, but he just gives me the vibes that he would watch Mauricio go to town on Kyle and Dorit. Now, I'm not trying to be vulgar, but again, something obviously... Y'all don't get sexual tension from Dorit and Mauricio? It's just me? Okay. And let me clarify another thing. There's nothing wrong with the ghetto, okay? Yes, for the hood babies in this bitch, but I am not a hood baby in this bitch. I just want to clarify that as y'all try to use it as shade, especially towards black people. I don't hear y'all calling Camille ghetto. I don't hear y'all calling Brandy ghetto. I don't mean to come for Camille because she's not ghetto. Brandy's a ghetto bitch. Y'all don't call her no ghetto. Why don't y'all call Brandy ghetto? White. Not white. Right. Y'all know what I mean.
Are there conversations about someone moving out?
Yes, there has been now.
Who would move out?
Bitch, I say, hold on. Sorry. I say, in my opinion, I know I'm not going through the divorce, but I feel like the one who cheated, which is clear that Mauricio did something sour first, which is what has Kyle shaken up, he needs to get out of the house, out of the family home. I'm not leaving my family home as you cheated. Now, I may be licking upon a nanny or two. Not me. I don't lick upon no nanny. I'm just speaking as Kyle. Okay? Take that to note. I'm speaking as Kyle. I may be licking a nanny or two, but that's after the fact of you cheating. So I'm not leaving my family home. That's what Kyle needs to say. Yes.
He would.
He would. He, yeah.
How are the kids handling this?
Andy. Hey, how the fuck do you think her kids are doing? She's getting a divorce, and it's being played out in the media on a reality show that you help put on TV. I'm not blaming the reality show for the divorce. I'm just saying, why would you ask such a dumbass question? Duh, they not doing well, bitch, as Dorinda would say. These are some dumbass questions. Where the fuck is Mauricio? That's the question I have. Y'all normally at the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunions have them tired ass husbands there lined up at the back of their wives, ready to speak more than their wives. Where the fuck is Mauricio? He can't answer these questions. He too busy answering them on Netflix on his other show and not on this show. What's going on? Get it together and get some better questions in this bitch. And where the fuck is more? I'm sorry for all discussing, but where's Morgan? Let's dead all of this. I want all of these people here so I can see with my own eyes and get my own answers with my ears. The right questions that need to be asked, not these dumbass questions that you are asking right now.
My girls are so strong and supportive, and but you know, it's painful for everybody.
What's wrong, Porsche? Come here.
Okay, it's okay, it's okay.
Yeah. It's very painful, even though you go through things with people. He.
Oh, hush. Okay, where is Mauricio? As I just said in my last interruption, I don't want to hear you bitches speak and talk for him. Where is he? Bring him here. If we're going to do it like this, when we have the Real Housewives of New Jersey, don't have them husbands there because those bitches be getting on my nerves. Don't have them there if we're not going to have husbands here doing their jobs that they are supposed to be here for. Isn't he getting paid to be on the show? Y'all say husbands don't get paid to be on the show, but I doubt they don't get paid to be on the show. I mean, maybe he doesn't, and that's why he's spilling it on Netflix, but get your ass here. I'm sick of this.
I want to turn to the person that got everyone talking this season, and that's your friend Morgan Wade.
Ooh, what do we have here? You better live it up. 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 I know a Strapiana when I see one. Ooh, get the strap. You better live it up. Get the strap. You better live it up. Dike, dike, dike. Dike, dike, dike. You better live it up. I know a Strapiana when I see one. What do we have here? Dike, dike, dike. Dike, dike, dike. You better live it up. 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 Get the strap.
There's been a big response to the two of you. What's been her reaction to seeing herself on the show?
She's never seen the show.
Kyle, please, Miss 15 Pets of Newport's in this bitch. You know she saw this motherfucking show. Okay, maybe she didn't, but I'm not trying to play Morgan, or is that her name? Yeah, I don't know her like that, but she just gives me the vibes of not maybe a opportunist, but she definitely is not not enjoying all of what is coming, hanging out with you. I mean, clearly, y'all are still going on, even holding hands, rubbing each other's butts and so on. Ha! What's going on? Or I know what's going on. Y'all dropping that kitty down low. Drop that kitty down low. Drop that kitty down low. Okay, so nobody has a problem with you guys dropping y'all kitties down low. Well, at least not me. As y'all know, I'm a part of the LGBT LMNOZ community in this bitch, okay? Twerk. But stop beating around the bush. It's like you guys are trying to play the audience for dumb in this bitch. I don't know why people are making up these rumors or where they're coming from. Clearly, they're coming from you bitches, okay? Yes, two girls can be friends without them hunching upon each other, but it's clear you guys are trying to get some message out there that you guys are beating around the bush. So you might as well spill it. so we can stop doing all of these games.
And she did not realize the attention it gets. It was a lot of scrutiny for her. She was not comfortable with.
Clearly, just don't overthink. You just...
I'm a little covered.
Yeah. Can you imagine I show up at my house with a throat tattoo? Where am I going to put it? That's the other thing.
That's on you?
Did I tell you that Mo asked me how many I had and he said he didn't know? Initially, I was drawn to Morgan by her music. Morgan's lyrics really spoke to me because she was just so raw and open and honest and just putting it all out there. You say I'm too young for you. You're scared I'm too rough for you. And I admire that in someone, especially someone who has struggled with that myself. I appreciate that quality in someone.
Dory, what did you think?
Are they together? It looked like you guys were girlfriends.
Ha! Doreen, I bet you did think they was girlfriends. But you got some nerves because weren't you kissing upon Kyle's nanny when y'all were having that menage a trois with Mauricio and PK was what? I'm playing. That's not true. So don't get nothing started in this bitch. But I bet you are happy that all of this is going on so you can try to get a little thing going with Mauricio, huh? I'm playing. I'm gonna stop saying that. I said I would stop doing that many recaps ago, but here I still am being messy. Look, Mauricio and Dory don't have anything going on to my knowledge. They do not have anything going on to my knowledge. I do not want to get sued. I'm just making a joke. Hee hee, ha ha. Okay.
Hee. Ooh. What do we have here?
Boy, you got it. Hit them dry lips while I ride it.
You better live
while
it up.
I ride it.
You better live it up. You better live it up. I know a Strapiana when I see one. You better live it up.
So excited, so exotic.
You better live it up.
So exotic.
You better live it up.
So exotic.
You better live it up.
While I ride it.
You better live it up. I know a Strapiana when I see one. Ooh.
While I ride it.
What do we have here? You better live it up.
While I ride it. But like, when did you decide to do the music video?
The music video was done actually right like about, I want to say a month before that story broke about Mo and me.
Are you a couple?
No.
It's not about our family. It's not about external family. It's not about another person on his side or my side.
Kyle, could you see yourself with Morgan?
I don't know.
You don't know? Hey, this is the reunion. I need you to know something. And matter of fact, like I said earlier, where the fuck is Morgan? She had all that time to film and get tattoos and shit like that previously. She can't come to the reunion? Damn. You must not eat Nani good enough, because clearly, if you was, she would be right beside you, sticking by her boo, without Kathy being here, because we don't need her. I know I said I was living for her earlier, as I keep saying, like I'm flip-flopping back and forth between living for Kathy and not living for Kathy. But if I had a choice between Morgan and Kathy being there, I would choose Morgan. So, where's Morgan? And again, nobody has a problem with you eating Nani. It's just like, you keep putting things out there, as I said earlier, and then getting gagged when people have questions about what you are putting out there and presenting to the world, yourself. So... yeah.
I don't know. By the way, I mean, I don't know.
Well, maybe next year she'll be out here on the couch with us. Who knows?
You never know.
You never know.
I've never had comment like before. Oh. Always have loved. I thought you were so beautiful. Thank you. So nice to meet you.
I know.
This is gorgeous.
You're a Housewives fan.
I am. Are you kidding? I don't miss a show. Yay. I'm addicted.
You should be on.
Yes, I will scissor you. I will scissor you.
What is that?
Oh my God!
You need a haircut.
By the way, that was from those cards they asked us, you know. But
I like you. I'm have such good energy. You so much fun. And then when you guys sleep in rooms, I'm like. I'm in her room because we'd just be having fun.
We'll give her a little trim.
We do have fun. Or you can sleep in Kathy's room where she'll keep you up all night chewing chips.
Well, she'll love that.
I love that. I like your fan and your whole setup.
Exactly.
You have to get a beauty rest.
See, this is fun. I saw when she came, I saw there's Carmen Electra.
This season on the show, we saw everything happen with you and Mauricio. How are you doing and how's he doing?
You know, we're doing okay. We're actually pretty good considering we're very good friends. You know, we always were, even, you know, as a married couple. So we live in the same house and we're a family. So it's really, we're doing good considering.
It's a relatable story. Many people go through that in America.
I guess. I never thought we'd be in a situation. No. And, you know, to be getting along like this and having dinner and just like, but not together, but not together, you know. I don't know. And
also, we're getting ready for, was it the third week? The third reunion. How many are we going to get? I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, but I feel like I've been following you through the years. What can we expect next week or this week?
This will be my hardest part of the reunion for me. It's the third and the last, and then I can finally exhale, breathe, hopefully, and put this season behind me.
You said something that really, I feel like, resonated with a lot of people. When you said, since the beginning, you know, you've had your daughter's like second birthday. You know, so many of us have seen so much of your life. So when people give you a hard time about not showing your life, you're like, wait, I have shown my life. How do you feel about future seasons and where you stand with continuing to do that?
Well, you know, people keep asking me, are you going to come back? Are you going to leave? And it's always something I decide, you know, last minute sort of, but I think this season particularly, because I have been so under the microscope, not just, you know, with the cast and the public eye, and it's been very challenging to, you know, navigate through that one. I'm just trying to figure out my life myself. So it'll just be a end of the moment, last minute decision is what I'm trying to say.
I will be seeing Mauricio and your daughters for Buying Beverly Hills, talking about the new show. What's it like having your kids in the business?
Well, it was really scary for me in the beginning, let me tell you. But I am grateful that my experience, you know, does come in handy, because I could advise them, you know, and they would come to me and stressing out about stuff. So, but I'm proud of them. You know, they're really smart girls. They're business women. They have a good head on their shoulders. So they're tough. They can take it.
Yeah. Let them know you said that. I'm gonna be like, I talked to mom and this is what she said.
Yeah, I love when they come home and be like, I didn't like that this happened. I told them, my mom said I'm not gonna say anything I don't want to say. And I was like, oh, they probably really love me over there.
That was a very vulnerable, real moment about life. And anyone who's been in a long-term marriage, there are times where this point comes. What was it? What did happen? What caused this to happen?
Oh my gosh, you know, that's a big question. I think there were certain things that were there, and then we had kind of been putting on the back burner for a long time. You know, you're pregnant and you're breastfeeding, and then it was working and juggling the kids, and you kind of forget about it, and it, you know, resurfaces again. Mm-hmm. And I think it just, I kind of came to a breaking point, honestly. And I'd gone through a lot. I lost my best friend. And I think that really does change you and makes you look at things differently.
I think that's important to underscore. Yeah. You had a friend who died.
Yeah, by suicide.
By suicide. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that does make you say, you reevaluate your whole life.
Yes.
Like, wait, what am I doing? Yeah. Like, life is short. This just happened. So how did you reassess in that moment?
Well, I do think that had a big part of it, definitely. But just what, you know, you're willing to accept and not accept. And it's hard because, you know, like I said in this clip, you know, it's not like there was one big thing. And, you know, we do love each other very much and have a lot of respect for each other. So that makes it even harder to make a decision like that.
Yeah.
You know.
And y'all have a lot of kids.
You have a big family.
You have a big family. You have 20 plus years of history, of shared
28
history.
Years being married.
28, almost 30. Yeah. So what is happening today? What's the current status?
So the current status is we live under the same roof. It feels so funny to talk like this. It's like, I feel like I'm in a therapist's office.
Also, that's what we try.
We live under the same roof in different rooms. And it's just sort of like, we, you know, we are fortunate enough to, we have other homes, and he kind of come and go. And when we are all there, it's just sort of like, you know, if he's there for dinner, great. And it's just,
so it's friendly.
Yeah. It's friendly. Yeah. It is.
Do you feel like there's
we would never fight? Or, you know,
yeah. I was gonna say we had your husband on when I think it was right in the beginning of this, and he was lovely. The way he spoke about you,
he mainly talked about you the entire time.
Yeah, even though we knew that you know there was some turmoil there, so there's a mutual respect, which is probably the reason that you're both going to be okay.
I think so. I mean, it's really hard. It was really hard to shoot this season. Because when the cameras went up, we had not even shared this with our daughters. Ooh. And, you know, I have a job to, you know, to share my life and to be honest. And I've always have been. And he wasn't really ready to share that. So that was very challenging for me to, you know, kind of balance that. And then I thought, you know, this is pretty apparent. So I'm just going to have to just put this out there that things are not great right now.
Yeah. Wow. Is there a chance that you guys can make it through this?
I mean, I really don't know what my future holds right now, to be honest, which is the weirdest part of all of this is, you know, I've always had so much stability my entire life. Mm-hmm. And to feel like, oh, I don't really know where my future is, you know, and, you know, next week.
Right. So, and watching this clip, too, I mean, the fact that you have to live this publicly, especially as a mother, as a human who has, you know, an open, beautiful heart, it must be hard.
It is very difficult because people, even people who mean well, they're like, what are you doing? You know, go home. Like, you don't live in our home. Life. You don't know what's going on. Do you think I wanted to be in this position after being married all this, time?
Yeah.
I mean, my dream was to, you know, be married forever and grow old with this person. I did not want to be in this position. Trust me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is hard living it out in the public eye.
Well, I do think people weighing in and just blurting out their own opinions to you, does that get to you when people do things like that?
Well, it's also their fantasy, you know. Yeah. People say to me, you know, you are my inspiration, and I get that I'm ruining their fantasy. I mean, I even had close friends, you know, who are really, you know, upset about it at first and, you know, that I hadn't shared certain things with, so... I understand that, and there's also so many sweet messages and people saying,
of course,
I admire your strength, and you know, you're inspiring to me. I'm like, this is not a message everyone go out and leave their husbands. Okay?
Yeah, right.
But you know, I do get a lot of that and so much support.
Mm-hmm. So season 13.
Wow.
Does it feel like that's you want to keep coming back?
It feels like season 300 right now. do I want to keep? I mean, this is a decision I make, you know, every year after. This year more than ever, of course, I've thought, do I really want to do this? Especially, I don't know where my life's going to be.
Crystal was on a podcast, and she had said, I made everybody wait at the reunion for 2 hours.
What do we think about the reunion looks last night? Obviously, I thought you looked very pretty.
Thank you.
I liked your dress. Mm-hmm. What did we think of Dorit's look?
Well, when she walked in, we were all like, okay, so this is what really pissed me off. We had to wait 2 hours for her to get ready.
No.
Yeah.
For that curl.
That took 2 hours?
For the curl. Yeah, we were like, so we were sitting in the, you know, me and Sutton were outside. Like, we were just waiting and waiting.
I mean, the hair is so simple. It's just pulled back.
Oh,
and then there's like that little piece in the front.
Yeah.
And so then there's like a hoodie.
Sutton texted me. She was so mad because we saw Dorit was like posting all these like TikTok videos of like getting ready. And we're like, that's what she's been like. Like, we got there at like 5:30. And then we didn't sit down. We didn't start till like 10 or something. We were so annoyed.
Well, I noticed, that you guys were all sitting on the stage, and she was the last one to sit down.
Yeah.
And I also, you could hear Andy. I mean, he said, he's like, I'm so glad I got here at 8:30.
Yeah.
And she's not ready. And they're literally sewing it on her.
Yeah. So we didn't, look, if she has like a wardrobe malfunction, I get that. But then we were watching all these videos of her like playing around in there. I was like, ugh. It's like rude. Like, I'd rather sleep in or take my kids to school. I don't want to leave at 5. Yeah.
So realistically, everyone was okay. Everybody was ready.
Yeah. I mean, like, everyone's always delayed like 30 minutes, which is normal.
Okay.
Like, you know, everyone's just like, wait 10 more minutes and whatever. But they didn't make us sit on the couch the whole time. But we were sitting in our dressing rooms like, hold on. It was like.
So what time were you supposed to start shooting?
I think we were supposed to start at like 8:15 or something,
and naturally you're going to run 30 minutes late, right?
Yeah.
Now it's 8:45, but that's fine. That's everyone's kind of like a 30 minute grace period.
Yeah.
When was Dorit ready?
It was like 10.
Bold faced lie, and she knows it. I can't believe how proficient she is at lying. She knows full well that I had a wardrobe malfunction, and the brilliant wardrobe team had to sew me into the dress. Her saying that I made everybody wait 2 hours because I was doing TikToks is a lie. The TikToks that I did, and you can even see in the TikTok, it's dark, was after the reunion. The first part of the TikTok where I'm in my trailer in jeans was probably even before half of the cast even got to set.
Why do you think that that was said?
Crystal is trying desperately to salvage another year. She's told me a lot of things. You know, I'm never going to share what she shared in confidence, but it's very interesting seeing how she's behaving.
And that has been the end of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion Part 3, which could have been two parts in this bitch, because why didn't you ask these questions last week? I know you want to build up some type of anticipation for more viewers to watch the reunion, but this part was not needed. As I thought Miss Morgan was going to bring her ass out on Mauricio, y'all producers of the show are not doing y'all's job good enough, because where the fuck are they at? I didn't get no questions answered. I mean, I guess if I was trying to read between lines of what bitches were trying to say, when I say bitches, I mean Kyle. And then Kyle, I'm not trying to play you. I love you and all. But I'm just saying, like, you didn't really answer anything. So I'm a little confused. Again, where the fuck is Morgan? Where the fuck is Mauricio? Okay? And I want to say, make sure you guys watch The Real Housewives of Potomac tonight, as the girls are having a fashion show. And I think this is the episode where Ashley's friend and the new girl, Kiana, start to rumble. Yes, and this all happened, I think, at Giselle and Ashley's fashion show. See, it's already a mess, because why the fuck are those two having a fashion show? I'm not trying to play them, and I know I'm not a fashion king, but I'm just saying, like, Giselle is known for her hideous looks, so to have a fashion line, which I saw a sneak peek of the line, and it's horrible, no shade. Candace called it Alibaba, and it is very much Alibaba, Shiba Shiree type of deal going on. So what's going on with that? And here I am on my knees for prayer again. I know you guys are probably wondering, what is this dramatic bitch doing? Well, for my next topic, I want to talk about something. I guess that's what topic means. Well, yes. Okay, so let's get into my prayer. Miss Aubrey O'Day, I hope you heal from whatever trauma you have gone through in the past with Diddy Bop. But it confuses me to why you would go on Baddies Caribbean on Zeus Network when Diddy is a silent partner in Zeus Network. And not to mention the owner, if you haven't seen my last video or the video that's coming up soon, he has the same tendencies of Diddy. And you're going to work for the same... Girl, what's going on? First, these bitches get Nene, the doll, to host a baddies reunion. What the fuck? And now they have Aubrey. Now, Nene, I could understand... Well, I can't understand her on Zeus, but I'm just saying, like, it really doesn't make sense for Miss Aubrey to be on Zeus Network again, especially if she has all these issues with Diddy and then she goes to work for a network that he is a silent partner in. And there are photos out there with the owner, with Diddy, showing his love for Diddy. I'm just confused. I'm not trying to victim shame, because I know when you're a victim of things and trauma, you do kind of like chaotic stuff, but this is not cute. And speaking of victim shaming, I'm still in prayer mode. Why the fuck are you bitches acting so unhinged over Andy Cohen in the situation of the coke allegations and him using and abusing, not him using, but abusing his power with housewives? How is that so hard to believe? Yes, these housewives are grown enough to say no to things that they are being offered, but also you shouldn't abuse your power. Let's take that into account. That's all I want to say on the exposing Andy and Bravo thing. So now I want to thank you guys for watching for this long, if you did and or listened on Spotify. And you will probably see me next week in this bitch. Sorry if you don't like me. Still gonna see me. Okay, bye!
Ew. Like JK, but like maybe not. But thank you for watching. But you hating ass bitches always have something to say. Hating ass bitch, but you're still watching my vids. What? 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 You're so upset. But that's like okay, because have a piece of bread, have a Xanax, relax, because I said what I said.